You have no excuse not to come to God even this day. By the same way as Abel, as a guilty sinner, trusting in the atoning blood, the perfect sacrifice of Jesus Christ.
You see, this gospel that our brother preached for unbelievers to win many of you to Christ is the gospel that Christians are meant to live by. It is not something that's merely to take us at the moment of our conversion. It's not something that's merely to grip us at the moment when we are born again, but it is to be our lifeblood for the entirety of our, I was going to say lives, but that'd be wrong. The light of eternity will be the slain lamb of God. We've got us a gospel. We don't have to divert men to other so-called hiding places.
If you have no worthiness of your own, that's not reason not to come. That is reason to believe this good news, because those are the people he died for.
In his body, his earthly body, that was raised from the dead and was glorified, still that physical body reigns on the throne of the universe tonight. Jesus Christ, the God-man, the mediator, the high priest. Those wounds yet visible above and beauty glorified.
God gets all the glory for anything good and lasting that's ever accomplished in the realm of salvation. Anything whatsoever that's any good and worth anything, some man didn't do it. God did it. Oh, if we could get a hold of this. Every time the pride starts to swell up, think of what God says. Apart from me, you can do nothing. Zero.
Lord, your kingdom come, your kingdom come. Lord, we're going out to take it. We're trying to spread it. Your kingdom come. Lord, we're seeking to use our means. We're seeking to use all the lawful means. We're seeking to use our materials, our time. We're seeking to use them, Lord, that your kingdom might come, that you might have your name hallowed, that your will might be done. That guy down there in that house, he's not doing God's will. He's not. He's doing everything else. You know the things he's doing. He's not doing the will of God. Lord, we want that to happen, but it can't be lip service only. If we're going to express it, if we're really going to pray like our Lord has taught us to pray, then you know he wants us to pray with passion. And if we're going to pray with passion that his kingdom would come, brethren, let the passion overflow and let's reach these people. Let's reach them.
We invite you to join us for the 2015 Fellowship Conference in Denton, Texas, April 2nd to the 5th. For more information, go to albionus.com/fellowship.